We are on Daf Lamed Gimel Amed Aleph. The starting the second line from the top. Amar Ma Yochel Yahadrenu B'Mamin. We had learned before. It says Mipnei Seva Tokum Bohadalta. So the word Bohadalta is very unclear. So the Gemara says, I would think that Yahadrenu B'Mamin, you should be Mahadar the Seva, giving money to him. What does Rashi say? Yochel Yahadrenu B'Mamin Kedersiv Leiseda Pnei Godel. Don't be mahadah the gadol. And this is speaking about a din Torah. It means you shouldn't sway over the din Torah to this gadol. At least you win the din Torah, because like this will be a bezoyin to him. Och goyim dolo, he said, abaribi. The other way, you shouldn't, let's go and swing over the din Torah to the dol. See, and let it be b'teiras tzedakah. Al kaponim, we see a lotion of hido when it involves money. So maybe Yahadrenu B'Mamin, that's also a chelik of Kvoid Zekeinim, to give them money. Talmud Leima, Tokum V'Hodalto. Seva Tokum V'Hodalto. There's a hekish. V'Hodalto to Tokum. Ma Kima She'ein Bay Chesorin Kis. Just like the Kima, when you stand up for a Seva, there's no monetary loss. Afido she'ein bay chesaron kis. So hido is also, there's no chesaron kis. So kocha hido does not mean the mamay. So that's how we figure this out. So the Gemara says, how did you figure this out, Vic? How did you know? Maybe vadata means with the mamay. And with chesaron kis. Aye, it's hukish to kima. Kima standing up could also bring about a chesaron kis. V'kima less v'chesaron kis. Mila yaskinen the kanokiv malgenise. A person is making holes in precious stones or he's cutting precious stones. Adahochi v'hochi koi mikame till he gets the right angle. The right Indian, and finally he gets it, and all of a sudden a Talmud Chochem comes, so he has to stand up for him. Talmud Chochem passes by, he goes down, another 5 minutes to try to figure out how to make the hole in the stone, another Talmud Chochem comes. So who told you that Kimet does not involve Chesor and Kis? You're bringing it, just like Kimet's without Chesor, a Kimet could very well bring with it Chesor and Kis. Milo eskine de kanokiv magenise adahochi vahochi koi mekame ye bottle mimalachtai. And the mitzvahs mavatal mimalachtai. So we're back where we started from. So the Gemara says, this limud starts as follows. Ela akish kima lehido. Ma hido she'ein bai bittle. Whatever hido is, it does not mean bittle melach. It doesn't mean that I have to be shavus mimlachti when I'm being mahadarim. So avkime she'ein bo bittul. So the chi avkime also does not bring about with it bittul malach. So that I know that kime is not, if the pasuk is not speaking of a kime that will be mavatul malachti. And now, so since I know that the kime is not a kima of bittul malach, because hidr definitely is not a hiddah which brings about bittul malachim. Makish nami hiddah lekima. So now be makish hiddah lekima. Makimish ain by chesaron kis. Af hiddah ain by chesaron kis. Mikan omru ain balei umnis. Rashoim lami. Bibnei talmidei chacham. So from here we know, after all these lemudim, we learn that a worker is not rashoi to stand up for a Talmud Chochem, b'shas he's oisik b'malach. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Mila yaskin and kloima, Who told you that Kimed is not a sorin kiss? Miloy mashme nami afilo noikiv marganise. His profession is he makes holes, or he shapes precious stones. This is a very expensive profession. Umatzrich leila make him, and could be there's a chiyuv to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Afal gav the bottom imlachta, even though he's bottom imlachta, the ikir chesaron kis, and could be the mitzvah of kime brings with it chesaron kis. So the Gemara says, no, that is not true. Mahidur shein by bitul melachet. The ain loshen hidur ela nesiyas ponim. It's a certain type of respect, oy be momen. Hidr does not bring with it bitl melache. So memele, so kime is dumi de hidr, and then ma kima she'ein ba chesaron kis, da kimna be she'ein ba bitl melache askina. So the kime is not speaking about when there's a bitl melache. V'sulay shayech ba chesaron kis. So if there's no bitl melache, there's no chesaron kis. Av hidr she'ein ba chesaron kis. Val kochach leinichta hider ella lidroch. So hider was only written to darshan kedamorin lemutei amida meirochek lemutei beis hamerchitz kedamorin. Says hider was not written to be mechayev nesinus moment. That's even not the mechayev of hider. Because you're not mechuyev to be mahada b'mame. So hider was written to tell us that the kima should be ba'oifen sheyesh by hider. Therefore, it's coming to tell us that if there's an amida mirochik, there's no chiyev. That means if the zakin is far away, so when you're standing up, there's no hither whatsoever. He's 10 blocks away, and you stand up, so there's no hither for such a kimeh. So such a kimeh is potter. Or the beis hamelch, it's also, it's not a kimeh sheyesh by hither. Mikitza, so that is the limud, in balei umnius rashoim lameid mimnei tamide chachomim b'shash oiskim b'molachta. Before we go further, Ein bali umni is rashoi mlam. I'd love to see the top toistis. Taime. Maloshin rashoi shayach. The loshin is very difficult. I just learned out I'm not obligated to be mevatel mimlachti when a Talmud Chochem passes by. So fine, I'm not mechuyiv. If I want to. But what could be wrong in that? The loshen ein bali umnius rashoin lam. It seems I'm not permitted. Why am I not permitted to stand up for a Talmud Chacham? So I'll be a bit of malachti. Why am I not permitted? Ma loshen rashoin shayir. The mashma deike yisura. One is not permitted to stand up. I want to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Why not? The yeshloima. So there's two terutzim in toishes. The mairi boiskim b'meleches acher. It is speaking about you're an employee. You're working for somebody. So now, if the halacha would be that the mitzvah of kime is, even though if it involves bitul melacha, the Torah said this is a mitzvah of kime, even though it involves a loss of money, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah comes with bitul melacha. If that would be the case, so I have an employer who hired a Shema Torah mitzvah. So just like I don't work Chalamoid and these other things, I don't work Yontav and Shabbos. I mean, I'm an Elach either. I bench after I eat. You can't tell me you're lying your work. I bench. Good, the fourth bracha chazal will make them to make the fourth bracha. But I do whatever Yid is mechuyev to do. So if the Chiyev Kima with me, whenever I see a Talmud Chacham, you have to put down your diamond and stand up for him. And at the end of the day, he'll come and ask, what did you accomplish? So I'll tell him, not to, a lot of mitzvahs I did today, but what should I do? So then, that's it. I mean, I'm a yid, and that's a mechuyev to do. So then that would be permissible. But since I learned now from the pasuk that there's no chiyev to do it. So when you see a Talmud Chacham, you just continue your work. na angene bi from na na aber es denn da vor tam trocken es eine rashoi na ja gaslen you not allowed to do it. Now I saw the Taisvis Riha Zokin does not like this pshat. He says, Amai Einon Rashoy, why aren't they allowed to do it? Yishalmu Labalabai Yischar Bitul. Well, make a cheshben. During the day there was 40 minutes I stood up, so we'll deduct from my schiris, whatever it is, so why aren't you allowed to do it? I thought could be the Mesilas Yeshorim says, Kol Schir Yoim, also a person who is hired, Shalei Levato Malachtoi Shabalabayis. A person who is hired, he has no right to be Mevato Malachtoi Shabalabayis. Vim Ova Hareze Gazlam. Then he writes, Kol Sha Oysov Mechurin Hein Loi Leyoimai. That means a schir yoim is my time is sold. You bought me for this time. I'm sold to you. So das sechmir. So he says like he wants to do a mitzvah then. It's soine gezel boyle. You're doing a mitzvah on stolen time. What do you mean you're doing a mitzvah? You were purchased by your employer to do this and this work. So I think if the employer he was supposed to do X amount of work. And the employer wanted results at the end of the day. So come to the employer, he says, where's the results? He says, well, I was busy doing mitzvahs, and you don't have to pay me so much. That's also wrong. So the employer was relying on him, he hired him for X amount of hours, and he's telling me, deduct from my salary. That's wrong. You're not allowed, in Rashi. If I can't, I hired you, you're mechuyev to do, that's what the Mesilas Yeshorim says, he's a gazlan. So if the halacha would be mechayiv this, I'm a chuyiv to stand. So that's I'm a yid, and if I see a talmud chacham, I'm mechuyiv to stop working. So adaita the halacha that was the schiris. Just like you don't expect me to work chalamoid and yontif and Shabbos, you don't expect me to work when there's a chiyiv kime. But since the mitzvah there's no chiyiv kime. If it will involve chesed and kis, I'm not allowed to take it. I don't think that, could be that the Tosfos did not hold him, the Tosfos like his cash, let him deduct from the salary. It is more than that. I need results. You're achroy to give results. Deducting from the salary is not sufficient. That's the first pshat in Tosfos. Umiyu yeshloima rashoim kemoi chayom. Could be the word rashoim does not have to be translated. They're not permitted. It could mean Rashem means they're not chayovim. They're not responsible to make a kima if it'll bring about bitul melacha. Kehi disnan ve'elchen perek ha-magdish sadeyu. Kama reitza odom litem b'sher zel oila. How much a person would invest to buy this share for a korban oila. Afo pi she'enei rashoi. Perish afo pi she'enei chayiv. The Gemara means as follows. The Gemara means a person is not mechuyev an oila, but someone tells you, listen, you want to bring an oila, I'll give you a cheap price. So how much a person would give for an oila is not mechuyev to bring, but if you give me a cheap price, I'll bring an oila. So there you see the word rashoy means obligated. Not necessarily. It's speaking about that they're working for someone else. They're not mechuyev to stand up for Tamid HaChachamim. So the Gemara asks further, Veloy, you're not mechuyev to stand up if there involves bitul melacha. Vasnan, we learned, kol balei umnius oimdim mipneim. When the mevi'i bikurim came, Tirishalayim, so everyone was in the middle of working, they came in, everyone stood up, put down the work, they stood up, b'shoylem b'shloimam, they asked, how are you, how was your trip? V'oimrelem, amcheinu, anshei mokem, pleini, you're coming from who knows where, boyachem l'sholem. So you see that fakirti, you do stand up. Omar Rabbi Yochanan,
What's your kasha?
Mipneihem oimdim.
What? Mensh mitlaitz hashina.
Maybe a bikurim, it says in the Mishnah, that's 100% right. People are bringing bikurim, you put down your work, you stand up, you give them sholem, how was your trip, boyachem l'sholem, the employer standing there is grinding his teeth, but, gomish, that's maybe a bikurim. But tamid the chachomim ain't oimdim. These are two different halachas. These are mevi'im bikurim. These are tamid the chachomim. Omar Rabbi Yosi bar Oven. So what's hakipshat? What's hakipshat? Boy urei kamar chavive mitzvah b'shaita. This is something else. This is that these people are doing a mitzvah. They're bringing bikurim. Sherei mipneihem oimdim. We're giving them covid for the ma'ase mitzvah that they are doing. Mibnei talmidei chachamim ein oimdim. There's two dinim. There's a din kovid that you give to someone who is doing a mitzvah. There's a din kovid that you give for a talmid chachem. And here we split the hair. The din kovid that is given to a talmid chachem is only if it does not involve bitul melache. The din kovid lo'oiske mitzvah is a fill involves bitul melache. They're two different dinim. Now, agav uche, I'd like to just go off a little on a tangent on this mitzvah to give kovet to oiske mitzvah. There's a thousand yiridaya in Hilchis Avelis. The Mechaber says in Shin Samach Aleph Siv Dalit, afilu b'mokim she'ein tzorich l'lavoy ses hameis. That means, let's say, we had learned yesterday, Lavoya, let's say you need a minion. There's a minion, I don't have to be malava the mace. Tzorich lamed mipona, but you have to stand up. That means you have to stand up. They're carrying a mace, you don't have to be malava, you have to stand up. So the Taz says, why do you have to stand up? Mipnei ha'oiskim imo. You're not standing up because of the mace. You're standing up because of the people who are carrying the mace. Shehem goimlim chasodim. These people are goimlim chasodim. These are the people who are doing the mitzvah now. You have to show your respect for these people. V'nireli lilmoid. And from this halacha I learned, I mean, the Yerushalmi says like this, the b'chol devar mitzvah sha'odom hoylech u'misasik bo. A person is being hoylech u'misasik in a dvar mitzvah, yeshlamed lefonov. V'chein mash meperek kama dikdushin, and he brings down a gemara, kama chavive mitzvah b'shaito, mash me kol mitzvah. So he brings that right from a gemara. If a person is going to, is walking to, doing a mitzvah, you have to stand up for him. The Baal Tanurim Mesechtas Bikurim says, Umitam ze oindim mipnei noisei ha-tinik lebris milah. So he says, Ibazoi, when the kvata brings in the tinik, you stand up for him. Not for the baby, for the kvata who's bringing in the tinik. Now, this Baal Tanurim, the Tosfos Anshei Shem, says he doesn't understand the dimyan. He says, Bishleime by Bikurim, the mitzvahs v'halachto el hamokim. That's the mitzvah, to bring the bikurim. So when I'm coming from wherever I live in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, that is the mitzvah v'halachto el hamokim. That's what I'm doing. So there's a chiyuv to stand up for him. These are, this is oiskim b'mitzvah. So memele, so the gamba itzoes hameis, kovetu lemeis lenosei al ksefoi, to carry a meis, that's also a covet for the mace. So the person who's carrying the mace is doing a gemilas chesed. I stand up for the person who's carrying it. Avol bezer, but he says, but stamazoi to bring a. So this is called he's doing chesed or he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah. Avol bezer, the kvata brings the yingle to the bris. Lav oisik b'mitzvah, the ancient mitzvah by lochas atinik. So the chedush Anshei Shem asks on the Tosfos Anshei Shem, he asks on the Baal Tanurim. The Yesod is right, but the Dimyon I wish to disagree. I think that is pshat by Chasanis that there's a mitzvah of Achnosis Kala. Now, what is the mitzvah of Achnosis Kala? So the Beis Shmuel brings down in Siman Samachay Achnosis Kala lilavoisa, to be melave the Kala. That's the mitzvah of Achnosis Kala. So when the kala is going down the chuppah, or they say within the chosen, So those, the Shushvinim, who are escorting the Chosen and Kala, that is the mitzvah of Lelavoiso. So they're being Melavah the Kala, there's a mitzvah of Achnosas Kala. So Lachayre, that is the Inyu, when they pass by, you stand up, Lachayre, for the Melavim. The Lachayre, that's the Inyu of standing up. But that's our mitzvah, that's our sugye, Chavive mitzvah b'shaito. A person is doing a mitzvah, you stand up for him. This is kvoida mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Vidilme shani hosam." The Gemara says, "We asked the kasha that for Talmud Chacham, there's no mitzvah scheme if it involves bittul melacha." So we asked Bikurim. So, "Oh, Bikurim is different. Bikurim is a new concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita." So the Gemara says, "Could be that's not the reason of Bikurim." Vidilme shani hosam. The imkain nimtzeis ato machshilom laosid lovay. If you won't stand, if the bali umnius won't stand up for them, they'll be machshil laosid lovay, which is a very difficult gemara. Let us see what Rashi says. Oim dim bipneim b'mevi bikurim koik sheoivrim b'seich Yerushalayim. So the Gemara wants to say that the reason is because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So the Gemara says, no, nimtzeis machshilom sheila yaviu oit. If you don't stand, could be al mitzvah b'shaita, there's no chiv. There's no chiv to stand up for a person doing a mitzvah. But if the Balei Umnius in Yerushalayim will not stand up for them, sheila yaviu oit, next year they won't bring bikurim anymore. Sheyoimrim nivzu nivzim onu beineihem. We're mevuze in their eyes. V'lav mishum chiv of mitzvah, but not als chiv of mitzvah you stand up. V'ilu, so the nine afkemina, b'nei odav ani korim chshuvim b'ir, a person who is choshu b'ir, v'asukim b'mitzvah, slav v'lameikim mikamayu. Could be you don't have to stand up. But these people, now this is a very modern gemara over here. They're coming with a chip on their shoulders. That they're coming Nivzim onu beineihem. They're looking down at us. So, I saw the Ben Yoyada ask this kasha. The Ben Yoyada says something very interesting. He says that Be'emison, the procession of Mevi'e Bikurim, was a very interesting procession. Mitzad Echad, there was Meiridik pomp and glander. That means that the cholol was makid. There was a lot of noise, and the shoyer that was carrying the bikurim was the horns were covered with gold. It was a meiridik procession. And what was the bikurim? The bikurim was a few grapes that's worth a dinner. So they felt very modern. They felt like the people who were bringing it, they themselves did not. They weren't machshiv what they were doing. That means, I'm making a whole taram, a whole parade, and I'm bringing five grapes. So they felt modna. So they felt, they came with a chip on their shoulder, the stomach of the Anshi Yerushalayim are looking at, because we travel this, they bring five grapes, they're laughing at us. But they have their cheret, so they're holding, they're trying not to laugh out loud. So that's what Chazal were afraid of. So they wanted to show them, you're doing a very choshev thing. Five grapes is a moira de gazach what you're doing. The first five grapes you're bringing from dust, it's very choshev. And in order to show them that we respect you, not nivzim, we're not looking down at you. But for the five grapes, it's a leinzach, the whole thing. So that's how he says. That would be the reason that they would not come next year. Because they think they don't know how to be mashiv. Looking at in a gashmi is dikaifan, it's a big pomp and five grapes, so it looks like very modne. One really realizes the chshivas of bikurim, so it's a big thing. But to show them how choshev it is beineihem, and they shouldn't think that they're really laughing behind their backs, so they were mevatel memlachtom and gave them this covet to show how much they were mashiv their actions. Okay. Zot the Gemara weiter. Oma ma, yochel yamid mi ponov, mi beis hakise, mi beis hamelches. The Gemara said, I would think there's a chiyuv kime in a beis hakisa me beis hamelchet. So we learn out, tokum v'hadarta yinida kimo sheyesh boi hido. And in these mekaymes, the person who would be standing up, there's no hido from his kime, so there's no chiyuv kime. V'loi, in fact, the Gemara, there's no chiyuv kime in a beis hamelchet. Rav Chiya have Yosef beimas chusa. Rav Chiya was in a beis hamelchet. V'cholev v'ozel Rav Shimon Barabbi, and somehow Rav Shimon Barabbi passed by this beis hamelchet. V'loikam mikamei, and Rav Chiya did not stand up for him in this beis hamelchet. V'ikpid, in Rav Shimon, the son of Rabbi, had an akpode. V'ose Omalei Levu, he came to his father, to Rebbe, and he said, Shnei chumoshim shonisi loy b'sefer tilim. I taught him two chumoshim, two fifths, medroshim and sefer tilim, v'loy omad mipona, and he didn't stand up for me. He told this to Rebbe. V'su bar kapore, there was another maise, bar kapore, v'omri lab shime barab yoisi, avi yosef bey masuse. Also, they went to Beis HaMelchetz. All v'ozel Rav Shimon Barabbi. Rav Shimon Barabbi went in and he passed by. V'loi kom mikamei. V'ikpit. And he had akpote. V'ozel omalei lavu. And he told his father, Shnei shlishe shlish shanisi loy b'teiros koinim. I taught him 2/3 of a third of teiros koinim. V'loi omad mipona. Now, I'd like to, before we go a little further, I'd like to mention two ha'oris. One ha'ore, it seems the tviya of Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, was, I taught them. I taught them. Where's the respect? So I saw in Mishnah Salevi, he says like this, in Chochme, Talmidei Chachamim, they were equal Talmidei Chachamim. So in Yesod, equal Talmidei Chachamim, don't you have to stand up one for the other? I mean, I'm the same, you're not bigger than me. But if I taught you something that you don't know, now there's a chiyuv al tzkvoid rabbi, even though it's rabbi sheinei muvik. I didn't teach you. I taught, there's a bazundere chiyuv al tzrabbi. So, number one. So that was his hakpode. That's not what the Gemara mentions, what he taught him. I taught him, look what I taught him. That's ha'orah number one. Ha'orah number two, the Chofetz Chaim asks, Chaim, how do you go tell his father this? Why did he tell his father? So the Chofetz Chaim answers as follows. The Chofetz Chaim, so we just mentioned before, it's very good. Really, these two were equal Talmidei Chachamim. And perhaps for all practical purposes, Kibbe Rab Chiya was a bigger Talmud Chachim than Rab Shimon. But Rab Shimon, but I taught it, there's a new Mechayim. Rab Shimon felt, if he would speak to Rab Chiya, Rab Chiya won't get the message. If Rebbe will speak to Rab Chiya, then it'll be more constructive. Rebbe will tell Rab Chiya, and then Rab Chiya will accept it. So therefore, that's what the Chofetz Chaim says. It was not Tayelis. He didn't tell him some of the, he wanted to tell him what happened, and Rebbe should tell Rab Chiya, and, The tachlis was that they should know what to do. So he held, Rebbe would tell them it will be accepted, it will be niskayim. Fine. So that's what he told them to Rebbe. So Rebbe told them something else. Shemo behen yoishev umahara. You know, maybe, you tell me you taught them Teirus Koinim, you taught them Medrash Antillim, maybe Bishas Maise, he was involved, he was thinking about what you taught them, and he didn't notice you. He completely didn't notice you. He was completely involved in what you taught them. So Mamela, so he didn't notice you, so there's no Taina. Fine. That's the story. So the Gemara. So, but let's now review this mice. There was a mice that they did not stand up for him in a beis hamelchet. And Rab Shimon was furious, and he told it to his father. And his father said, "Well, yeah, maybe there was the mice was he didn't notice you. He was ma'ayan
And what you taught him, so he thought he was completely involved in that, and the Sanasi didn't stand up for you.
Aber weißt doch eis, aber if that would not be the case, then I'm Shemenez a Taine, and then they should have stood up. So we see Klon not the way he said, just on me before in the Beis HaMelchit, there's no Chiyav Kime, because it's not a Kime, she yesh by Yidu. Here we see Fakel, there is a Chiyav Kime, and the whole reason they weren't Mechuyev was because they didn't notice him. Hol atayma de ben yoshev mahara holav hachi loy. Sigma says loy kasha. That what we said at Beis HaMelchitz, there's no chiyav kime. There are different chadorim, there are different rooms in the Beis HaMelchitz. Ha bebati gavoi, ha bebati baroi. There's inside rooms which are close to the Melchitz, and then there's outer rooms. The inside rooms, people are not dressed, so there it's not a kime sheyesh bo yehido. In the outside room, there already people are dressed already. So in the outside room, there's a kime sheyesh bo yehido already. And Rav Chiya was in the outside room. So the Gemara, Achinami Mistavre. This teretz is an emes, it's a zichem mistavre that this is an emes teretz. The Omar Rabbi Barbachon and Rabbi Yochanan. B'chol mokim mutalahare chutz mi beis hamer chutz mi beis hakise. What's this whole nice of Rabbi? Rabbi told them they didn't notice you. Why? Because Shem Abem Yoishim and Mahara. How did Latim and Mahara and Beis Hamelchit? Is a raya that fakir that's speaking about the Bote Avroi in the outside room. There you're permitted to be Mahara and Divrei Teire. So, and there there's a Kimish Yesh Bahid. So the Gemara says it's no raya, that here will come from Merdiki Gemara, Dilma la onse shani. Maybe it's speaking about, it's no proof, you tell me a pet, it's fine. But it's not muchach, could be it's speaking about the inside room. Aye, how could he be mahara? La onse shani. La onse. Now what does this mean exactly? Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, maschuse merchit, kidimetargeminin vayirchitz vaaschit. Shnei chamoshim, shnei chamishiyei shel sefer, 2/5 of sefer tilim, shanisi loy, medrash agadois, 2/5 of tilim, I learned with him the medrashim. Shnei shlishi shlish, shnei chalokim shel shlish ha-sefer, of teres koinim, sefer fayikro, shanisi loy, beraisi shel medrash ha-sefer. So Rabbi told Rav Shimon, but maybe behen hoya mahara, the torit hoya, v'leihaven ba'avruch olafana. He did not realize that you're passing by. So the Gemara says, the Mosvaisis is a mitzvah of kime. So the Gemara says, and you said that by some mechitz, there's no mitzvah of kime. The Gemara says, it matters which room we're speaking about. Botik gavoi mokim shnei adam oim demarumim. So there, there's no mitzvah of kima. But Rabbi Shimon ber Rabbi beboti broi mokim shoyim dim levushim dosem mokim hido. The Masa Zachinami Mestavretzich is speaking about that it was beboti broi. Rabbi Shimon ber Rabbi beboti broi midikama lei behen yoishiv mahara, because Rabbi said they were mahara. So the Gemara says la onsei shani pa'omim, could be speaking about boti gavoi. Pa'amim shehu torut uma'ayin bishmu osay lifnei knisos el melchitz. Sometimes a person is in the middle of a sugya and his mamish ganzen involved in the sugya torut uma'ayin bishmu osay. Before he entered the Beis HaMelchitz, so then someone told him, you know, it's Erev Shabbos, uncle, you have to go to the Beis HaMelchitz. No, yeah, so he goes, but he's still involved in the sugya. But he's still in the sugya. He's like half asleep. He's going to the base medrash, but his mind and everything is in the sugya. Fine. Now, I'd like to mention a Merdike Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin in Simim Mem Aleph, Klaus HaShaila. The Gemara says in Masechtes Brachos, "Ein oimdim lehispalo elo mitoy chaloche psuke, kedei shlo yahare bo b'tfilin." That means before a person is going to daven, a
person should not, right before davening, should look in the, see Rabbi Kreger's kashen, oh, it's fascinating, what can you say, what can you do? Don't do that. Aloche psuke, because if it's not aloche psuke, so the whole davening will be, is a kashen, not a kashen. That'll be the whole davening. That's brought down in Hilchis Tefillah. Zok the Trumas Hadash. Vim kein hu adin tzorech lizoev shleim tonis lebeis hakisim mitoich halacha shein psuke. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to daven if you mitoich halacha shein psuke, because that'll be mevalbu you. So lachere, you're not allowed to go into beis hakisei when you're involved in a sugya that's shein psuke. You have to. Yeah. So that, this was the shayla of the Trumas Hadash. So he brings a raya from our Gemara. Rashi says, "Uma'ayim b'shmosay lifnei knisosay." Malkochach ma'ayim. Rashi says that it's speaking about it's called an oynis. It's called he was an oynis. Could be he can't have tainus on him. Rabchir, he was an onus. He couldn't help himself. So he says, what do you mean he couldn't help himself? Before you go to the Beis HaMelchitz, not allowed to go to the Beis HaMelchitz from Rabbi Kevega to the Beis HaMelchitz. You have to get it out of your mind. And the Gemara calls him an oynis and not a pshia. So why is the chayshi allowed? Fine. So he has a raya from a Gemara, our Gemara. Then he says, but now what's the chilek in Svore? What's the chilek? Why? So he says like this. When it comes to davening, if he has a kasha on his mind, he says, that davening will be shot. Let me tell you. He says, if he's going to think about the kasha, so it's really going to be shot to davening. So he's thinking about the kasha, and he won't be able to be mechaven and tefillah. And if he'll say, no, I'm davening now, I'm thinking for the Rebbein Shalom, I can't think about the kasha now, so he'll be fighting to get this out of his mind, and he really wants to think about the Melech Kasha, but no, I'm davening. So he says, but to be mechaven by davening won't be mechaven. It'll be fighting. You know, I shouldn't think about it. But this pressure he'll have on his mind that he shouldn't be thinking about what he wants to think about. So this tilde will also, so he's not in davening, he's koplik nicht in davening. So the davening is a kill davening. But by Beis HaKisei, he goes into the Beis HaKisei, so he'll start thinking about, now that's a Beis HaKisei, so he'll help himself, so try to get it out of his mind. So his mind is, so he's fighting, so give him fight, let him fight. So the Beis HaKisei is no problem. That's how he wants to say. So there's no problem. He fights it. It falls into his mind. He gets it out of his mind. So that he's being over the Hashem and the Beis HaKisei. This is the lesson of the Rebbein Shalom, not to think of it. So whenever it falls in his mind, he'll get it out of his mind. But davening, you won't be able to daven with kavone if this is on your mind. But then he asks Akasha. So he says, if this is no problem, so he says, the Gemara says in Broches, a Talmud Chochem also lamoid v'mevois ha-metunofes. A Talmud Chochem is not permitted to stand in streets with their tinnif there, their tzoya there. Nei she'ev sheloi b'loi hirotay. A Talmud Chochem, he can't control himself. He has to be mahara b'toyre. He's not allowed to stand in such places. So he got stuck, so he doesn't know, so then he doesn't understand Pakir. I mean, he just said Epsanaitse. Try not to think, he'll think. So why can't he stand by my voice? I'm at an office. He blabs by Tzorchi in the Tumas Hadash. The Radbaz in Chelek Aleph Simen Shin Mem Beis wants to end for the Kash. He says, I mean, from Agamor we have a raya that you're allowed to go into Beis HaMelchitz from a Sugye to the Beis HaMelchitz. Now, what do you do with the Kash and my voice? I'm at an office. So he says to Terutzim, also lamoid hainu zman merube, a very long time. It doesn't say also lava, it says also lamoid. So it seems a Beis HaMelchitz, a Beis HaKisei, it wasn't a long affair. They went in, they went out, and some mele for a zman muet, there's no problem. That's one teretz. And then he says, another teretz, he says, mevois hametunafes, he says, does not mean that when a person is going on these streets, he sees in front of him the tinuf. This is a street that there could be tinuf. One could assume that there's tinuf, but he doesn't see the tinuf. So Mamela says, then you're fighting with a very shrewd Yetzer Hara. So he has something to think, Divrei Torah. Is there tinuf here? Well, I don't see it. And so a person, so misafik, he'll go and be matter himself to think of Divrei Torah, because I don't see it. So Mamela, so therefore Chazal Asad, because a person, if he doesn't see it, and he's interested in learning, and does, so he will be nifshal. Mashenken, he says, Ameis HaMechetz, Ameis HaKise, person knows Klo, you're not allowed to, so Mamela, he will not succumb to this Nisoyin. So Mamela, it is Mutter. Let us see Taisviz, Zog Taisviz, Shnei Chumoshim, Perish Bekunteres, Loshen Chaymish HaSeifer, 1/5 of the Sefer. So 2/5 of Tilim. Yesh Mefoshim, Chamisha Chumoshim Yesh Bo, in Tilim there's 5 Chumoshim, Kamoi Bishal Torah. And what are the 5 Chumoshim? Ashrei Ha'ish starts the first Chumish, Ka'ayel Tarik Alafike Maim starts the second, Achtoivli is the third, Filomosh is the fourth, Yemu Gula is the fifth. So Tosfos says, so what makes each one a Chumish? L'chol Echbin Asvarim Eilu Misayim Ba'omein. The first 4 Chumoshim end with Omein, so it seems like they're different units. Lavad Minahachem Shu Seif Atilim. So now Rebbe told Rav Shimon, Shema Behen Yoishiv Maharem. So make what you were teaching him, you have Agmas Nefesh, you taught him, and he doesn't show any respect to you. Maybe Shema Ben Yoishiv Maharem. So Taisa says, Lo Yitzach Loima Behen, the Teretz, that what the Rabbi was a male tzayishan Rabbi, he didn't say was thinking what you taught him. To him b'shad divrei Torah. I mean, he has to be thinking what you taught him. Eloha dekomar hochi soida Hashem lireyov. That means that what Rabbi said that he was thinking of that soida Hashem. That Rabbi knew. Kedisa b'mereishis Rabbi da'omar Rabbi yovei alayim loy hayisi mistakel b'seifetum. That's what Fakir Rabbi said. That's exactly what I was thinking about. So that's Sayyid Hashem L'Reyov, that Rabbi was able to pinpoint exactly what he was thinking about. Zog to Gemara weiter. Yachol, we learned in the Baraisa, Yatzim Einov Kimi Sheloi Ra'o. The Gemara says, I would think he can go and shut his eyes, and it will seem that he didn't see this Chochem, he didn't see this Zokim. So we learn out, Tokum V'Yoreisa. No. So Rashi had said before, the people you could be fooling. People be looking at you, they'll see that your eyes are shut, so they'll be dan lekav schus. But the Rabbi Yishlom knows that you do know that he's here and you're just shutting your eyes. Talk to him, be your race. So the race is coming to tell us this. Frek te gemore otu birshi yaskinam. What do you need a posik for this? This person is a roshe. What do you mean? Zachiev came in, he shuts his eyes, and he fooled the words, but he's an emes haroshe. Hagavucha, we see from this Gemara, a person who's a mevatel mitzvah sasei is haroshe. Elo, so the Gemara says, no, I need a pasuk for something else. Yochel yatzim einov mikamei delimteis man chiyuva. The Kiev kime is, we had heard before, nira kime sheyesh bayhida, which means that when he comes into my Dalad Amis, there's a chiv to stand up from. That's a kimish yesh payida. What if I saw him 10 blocks away? So that there's no mitzvah to stand up because it's no kimish yesh payida. So I see him 10 blocks away. I know pretty soon he's going to come here. So I'm going to drei zechayis from the mitzvah. I'm shutting my eyes. Now I'm shutting my eyes and when he comes back, I don't see him. So I'm a mele, so I avoided the mitzvah. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Yochel yatzim einav mikami delimtei zman chiyuvei. That's the Havamina. A person would think, listen, now when he's 10 blocks away, there's no mitzvah of Kime. So now I can shut my eyes. When he take passes by, I won't know he's passing by. So here there's a bezunder apostik. No, that what you are being mafkia, your chiyuv through a tachbula, that is a posik talking be your eis. Let's see what Rashi says. Pushi yaskinem b'tmiya lamalikra imra va'otzam einav hayova al talking b'avat. He was mevat for mitzvah sasei. Zman chiyuv b'avah moisa kidelakama. Tamalim be yeshlecha lira min hayoitzer. Hayoideya machsheva isecha sha'ato mevakesh tachbulois lehipoter mimitzvosai. You are making tachbulois to pater yourself from the mitzvah. Locheira hu adin, if he sees him 10 blocks away, he stands up. And now there's no mitzvah. Later he comes by, I'm standing already. So Lachayis also was mafki himself in this. Well, I'm standing, and also the town stand up again. So Lachayis, I think it's also similar to this case. That's the talking to your reisa. The mitzvah is to show your respect when he comes into your daladamas to stand up for him. Yeah. Zok the Gemara Vayit. Tana, we learned Eiza Kimo Sheyesh Behido. Where is there a Kimo? Standing that it is a hiddur, Abi Omer Zed Daladamis. If he entered your Daladamis, that's Akima Sheyesh Behidur. Akima Sheyesh Behidur is that when he entered your Daladamis and you stand up for him, so that shows that you're being Mahadur him, you're being Mahabit him. Omer Rabbi, Lo Yamoron El Barabbe Shane Muvik. So there the hiddur is only recognized if you stand up when he comes into your daladamas. Havel b'rabbi muvik meloy einav. But rabbi muvik is meloy einav. Now, I think there's a machloikis how to understand this halacha. Others understand, I think that's how the Ran learns pshat, that by Rabbi Muvik, we attribute the kime, we know this is his rabbi, so even though he's 10 blocks away, we attribute the kime to the rabbi, we put two and two together. Rabbi Shainam, well, this was his rabbi, Rabbi Muvik, so we attribute the kime to his rabbi that's 10 blocks away. So it's a kime sheyesh by hiddo. So in Yesod, it's one chiyuv. It's a chiyuv of kima sheyesh by hiddur, but it's relative. By Rabbi Shaina Muvik, the hiddur is only recognized when he comes into Yudal Damas. Rabbi Muvik is recognized before. That's when the Beskerov says, according to the Rambam, by Rabbi Muvik, the chiyuv is al tzmoire, not al tzkima. There's a bezunzu din of al tzmoire yimachuyiv to stand. It is not the mitzvah of kima, it's a mitzvah of moire. Let us see further. Yeah. Abaye mechia v'chozile l'udnei dechamre d'Rav Yosef d'Osi. Abaye, when he saw the ear of the chamor of Rav Yosef that was coming, he didn't see Rav Yosef yet, but he saw this is the ear of his chamor, avekoyim. He stood up already. Rav Yosef was Rabbi Muvik, he stood up. Abaye avarochiv chamro. Abaye was riding a chamer, v'kom maski agude denar. He went over a bridge over the Nar Sagi. That was the name of the river. He was riding on the bridge. Yosef rab misharshe v'rabonon be'idachki. So they were on the other side of the bridge. And he was in the middle of the bridge. V'leikomuk mikame. They didn't stand up for him. Amal lohu v'lav rab muvik ano. Why didn't you stand up for me? Amalai lab adaitin. We didn't realize that you were coming. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shesh Bahida covered in the sea upon him, Shadova Nikahu Shabishvila Yoma. That's in Yitech Baladamaisa.
ואידוח גיסא הנו מפסיק ביניהם. ולאו רב מובק הנו, ואף פי שאתם רחוקים יוסם את הלדמס, יבואי לכו למייקם. לאו עדייתן לא נזכרנו למד שהיינו תודם, we're involved in learning, and we didn't have to, we have to stand up. זאת וגמר הביתה. רב שימן בן אלוזר אומר, מניין לזוקן שלא יטריח. That a zokin, if a zokin could avoid walking in front of an oilam, and therefore he won't be matrich the oilam to stand up for him, he should do this. Amaloyma zokin v'yoreisa. Without b'nei zokin v'yoreisa, the zokin should also have yireshamayim. Amar rabbaye noktinam v'imakif chayi. If a chacham goes out of the way in order to avoid that people should stand up for him, will be zeichet arichas yomim. Abaye makif, Abaye used to go out of his way. Rab Zeire makif. Ravina v'yosef kamei d'Rab Yirmiyah midifti. New story. Rab Yirmiyah was sitting in front of, Ravina was sitting in front of Rab Yirmiyah midifti. Cholaf ahu gavre kamei. So a person passed by, loy mechasi reishe, and his head was not covered. Now, bizman chazal, they didn't wear dafke, they didn't cover their heads. But if you were standing in front of a adam mechubed, then there was the derecheres to cover your head. And he passed by without covering his head. Oma, so Ravina said, kame chotzef. He's a machutzef. He passed by two Tamil Chachamim. He doesn't cover his head. He doesn't show any achna. Amalei, so he answered him, maybe he's not a machutzef. He comes from Mosa Machasye. And Mosa Machasye, there was a lot of Tamil Chachamim there, and everyone felt like palsy-walsy with the Tamil Chachamim. He was also a palm. That means they were very friendly, and so Mele, so the whole union of Yira Sarayim is of a Talmud Chochem did not apply by them. Zot Rashi, if he imakif misaviv derechachesh leilaver lifnei atziba, he goes out of his way, chaye marich yom. That means, it seems this too, this meiker adineis, this shouldn't be matriach doilom. So, but to go all the way out of the way, this means Arich Hashem, Imach Yomim. The guys who were Rabbonin, Tamid, Regila, Metzlam, they're together with the Chachamim, Belibam, Gas, the Chachamim, Kilo, Heimem, like they also Tamid, the Chachamim. Zak the Gemara Vaita. Isi ben Yehuda Imer, Mibnei Sever Tokem, Bafulu Kol Sever B'mashmeh. The Isi ben Yehuda says that a Zokin, even though he's a Zokin Ashmoyin, a Ma'oretz, you have to stand up for him. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha ki Isi ben Yehuda. Pasna ki Isi ben Yehuda. Now, we have here a very interesting Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Avekoi Mikame Savi Da Almor. Rabbi Yochanan used to stand up before a Goyish Zokin. A Goy that was an old person. Oma kama harpatiki odo alayu. Let's see what Rashi says. Dahani. Rashi says, harpatiki mikrois, this person is a zokin. He had a life full of incidents and tzores. V'ro nisim harbei umoifsim. Amirdi kezach. It means the Rabbi Shalom gave him a riches yomim, so he's able to witness a goy. He's able to, by us, we sell nisecha shebechol yoyim imonu. But a goy al kaponim is not makrit bechol yoyim, but he's zicher, he had the opportunity to witness nisim harbe yom meifsim. So, he had the privilege in schus to witness this. The Rebbe Shalom gave him this privilege in schus with his ariche shomim, so he stood up for him. Od olayim, over olayim. Now, Rove Mekim Loikoi. Rove never stood up for a guy, but he did Rove Lo. An old guy, he tried like to show he wants to stand, he did a Hidda. Abaye yoiv yode lesove. Abaye yoiv yode lesove. Now I'd like to, let's see what Rashi says. Abaye yoiv yode lesove. Poishet yodoi liskeinim. Kol masha oivrem etzloi v'nishonim olov. I mean, so the way Rashi learns pshat, means as follows. There were old people walking, and they had difficulties of walking. When they passed by Abaye, Abaye gave out his hand. He helped them walk. Can lean on me. So, he's a feeble person. He can lean on me. So what is the Gemara telling us? Gemilas chesed of Abaye. That means Abaye. This person is Azoke. Please help them. He can lean on me. And the Malay Mesode brings down from the Shiltis, go another Rebshat. In this Gemara, which is a Meridike Shaiches with our Gemara from before. In the Shiltis it says as follows. A Meridike Zach. Man de loikoin. If you have a Talmud Chochem, and a person is sitting down, he says Talmud Chochem is passing by, he's sitting down. Bokmin loi balkochei. So, we come over to him. See Talmud Chochem over there? Yeah, I see him. Get up! Stand up! Where's your cover the Torah? If he's not so cooperative, we get two people, we stand them up. We stand them up. But minyalei barkolche, lemeved yekore deraise. That he should be, there's an inyan of kveida Torah. We have to teach him if he doesn't know, there's an inyan of kveida Torah. Abaye ki cholef. Abaye used to pass by. The Ika Savi Diyosvi. There were old people sitting. Vulaimotsi Kaimi. They weren't able to stand up. They're old. They can't stand up. So Abaye went over to them. They're not Mechutzofim. They're old. They can't stand up. Yoivle Yode Vikaimi Lakame. Come. You lean on me and you'll stand up. Lekvoida Torah. So you'll be Mekayim this mitzvah. That's Pshat Na Gemara. Abaye helped them stand up. They weren't able to stand up to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kveida Torah. So the Amerdika Maisa. So the Marei Mesod asks, "Why need this whole thing? Be Meichel. We had before. You can be Meichel on Kveida Torah. So be Meichel. You have to go over. Know that this person is he's 97 already. Come. Let's stand up. I'll help you stand up. Mekayim the mitzvah of Meseva. Talk about Dalat Bnei Zaki." So the Marei Mesod says a very interesting thing. The Indian of Mechila and Kveida Torah we had before was by Talmidim. Talmidim recognize Kveida Torah. They're Mashiv Kveida Torah. So for them, I could be, by being Meichel, it will not bring to a Zilzal Torah. I realize Kveida Torah, okay, that's weird. Hiddur, that, it's Kveida Torah. Here we're talking about Amaratzim. He'll tell them, Meichel, Meichel, so what will be engraved in their minds? Not important. There's no Inyan to be Meichel. There's an Inyan to show them, there's an Inyan of Kveida Torah. You have problems, you can't get up, I'll help you get up. But in order that you should be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kveida Torah. That's how the Shul, the Mirli Kibshat, that's how the Shul Tislam Shat in the Gemara. Let us just finish. Abaya yoy vodo sovi rove mishad of shluchei, av nachme mishad of gezoi, omer ilav teure kama nachme barabe ikim bishukim. So let us see what Sarashi says, that he somehow gave them his hand that they should lean on him. Rove hoye shelech shlucho lifshait lehem yad. He didn't use himself as a support for these kainim, aber lu atzmai lo, he sent a shliach that he should help them get up. Or however Rashi learns, however the Shilta says, "Avnachman mishad gezoi sarisov is meshosim shal yutomid lefonov." He had a whole bunch of meshosim. Rav Nachman vishoy yesar. He was a sar. He was an official. Chasan hanosi v'abezin. Hoyu regilim lamid lefonov meshosim lahakis v'lochiv mandalei tzayis dina. There were people in front of him meshosim to make sure that you listen to his psalkim. She's kind of my little fun of a shalei a chan of sris and laharzik biyod. Abo hu atz my loy. Shle de zalzol beteiros. He held it a zuzul and kveida ta. Yredoma,
ilaf teure kam nach nicke beschuk ilker eng si wussi beschwil at mir beschwil at teure we is de mafarshi dorn an dem schat a baye yo yodel sovi מחבד עצמוי בסקיינים ופוישת להם יודוי שיישון הוא עליהם. לא ענן לו פשט. אביה used to put his hand on the zakeinim and that fakir that he supported himself through them. He was מחבד עצמוי. רוב המשעד השלוחי שייצא לקרוסה לכבודוי. He sent שלוחים, people should go out, tell them I'm coming, that they should... וכן רב נחמן, ולסה, לחלכת הגולסי יאיב יודוי לישון אחרים, all of come. It doesn't mean that he... rested on others, others rested on him. Well, he's showing who are the same. Come up, come up, the humor, a shlokish have a sochi be yardene, a shlokish was swimming in the yard, no sarabba ba bachone, yoi vila yodo she yisha. Abishim ben lokish, olof, yotzul sfas hano. So here you see the yoi vila yodo, that rabba ba bachone gave him his hand, that Abishim ben lokish could rest on him to get out of the river, to go on the sfas hano.